Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard dish. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
Did
you just finish?
Wait. Yes.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Well, I love watching you watch. now I get how it can become a whole fetish for some people.
Voyeurism.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What are you thinking right now? So that's your first time watching Shadow of the Erdtree trailer?
That's my first time watching Shadow of the Erdtree trailer. And I'm not getting much, but it looks dope. I'm seeing a lot of new skills. I'm seeing a lot of new, what are they called? Ashes of War. A lot of new weaponry and armor. I'm always in it for the fashion. Mikala, I'm not exactly, because the ending line was a little disappointing when they were like, touch the withered arm and enter the realm of shadow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested in what that might mean, because like, I remember where the lore last left us, so I'm a little bit disappointed it's not, like, in the world. It seems like it might be its own little world that you have to, like, go into.
It is confirmed to be.
Yeah.
Right.
It is confirmed
like it's
that?
A,
okay.
It's like a separate sort of...
Yeah.
And that's
which they pretty much always do, though.
Yeah. The Hunter's... Like, the old Hunter's Dream and stuff like that in Bloodborne. Mm. And I think they kind of... It's sort of like a separate dimension, like, pocket dimension or something. Or maybe you travel in the past or future. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I could see that. So like in other ones you might have Alan, do you remember, was Bloodborne you actually travel to the past, or was it just like a different dimension where the old hunters were still
there? I think so, because like every like Hunter's Dream was like another dimension almost kind of thing, because you kind of like go back to the old workshop at one point in the original game, and that's like its own like thing.
Okay. This could be interesting to record.
Yeah. Oh, we're recording.
Oh, we are recording.
We were recording.
I was recording your reactions. I'm going to try to pull that out, just your video.
Oh, well, then I'll say what I was going to say anyway, because I thought we were going to talk about it more. I was going to say that like the where we last left Mikala is the Lord of Blood. So Moog, who was one of the Omen brothers, who was the son of... Millennia and Godwin, the first Elden.
You think
Lord.
I retained any of that?
I don't know how much space this
Jackie
is taking up in my
deeply
brain.
Deeply interested in the lore.
I was gonna say,
I'm not
frustrated
at all by it.
But he had kidnapped Mikala for some weird cocoon blood incest ritual.
Yes,
And he was trying to get him back. You know, he was like. He was in there with them.
Well, Mikala was trying to...
He was in the egg. He's, like, cuddled up or something.
Mikala was trying to, like, actually grow into an adult, which it does look like he's an adult in this, so that he could have the power to grow the Halig tree into a true Erdtree.
Right.
And be able to save his sister, Millennia.
Right. Yep.
And so that was... It seems like he's, like, in that process and we're interrupting him, maybe?
I think you're going to... So there's a little bit that Miyazaki has said in a few interviews.
Okay.
And one of them he said is you're going to kind of go to this other place and follow in Mikala's steps. Whatever that means. So to me, it does seem to indicate that it could be like Mikala's in a dream state. Maybe the land of shadows is the land of dreams. And or maybe it's just the past, or maybe it's so something like that, and you're gonna sort of follow his footsteps. Also, remember we sort of did this a little bit with Ronnie's quest, where you kind of went there, and were following her guidance at one point when you found the doll, and it like sort of guiding you where to go. You're like kind of retracing what she had done as you're piecing it together. So I'm kind of imagining some form of that connected.
There's also an interesting bit there, because when we find Millennia, she's sleeping. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right.
And like, oh, like Moog stole Mikola from the Halic tree. That's right.
Yeah.
But like, I do. I'm also curious as well. Like, there's the snake, which is like a reference back to what's his name, Rykard, mm-hmm. the guy who was like the half snake one, mm-hmm. Ronnie's brother.
Well, here's one more for you there.
I don't know why I still have this in my head. It's still in my head.
So that person we see, that I'm blanking on their name, but they're kind of like the villain of the trailer.
It's not Mikola?
Mesmer.
Yeah, so who...
Oh.
Right. Is that... And that's what I was going to ask you. Is that supposedly supposed to be Mikola? Is that... I heard that name being thrown around, Mesmer, on...
I only know Mesmer because of... that interview that you sent us, Billy, with the creator.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He might be completely new and never mentioned in the first part of the game.
Well, I think he has red hair, which would mean it would be a son of Radagon, right? Or a child of Radagon.
Yeah.
Right. That would be what the redheaded children. I thought it was Mikola maybe too, but it was like maybe like a some like weird bastardization of like Mikola because of the Moog treatment, because but again, I don't know, a different name, so unless you know they change their names all the time when they like evolve in second stage, but yeah, like in some of the attack move sets, like there was a lot of like, at least for the snake guy, there was a lot of like blood fire kind of stuff, like AoE things happening, so I was like, oh, Moog, you know, had that whole thing too, so mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't
know. That huge like basket of fire thing looked really fun.
It did look really fun.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So
do
weird.
Do you know what's Wicker burning Man? In there?
What's burning in there?
Jackie, bodies. What is it?
Bodies. Oh jeez.
Bodies.
Just like the jars, you know? They got everything has
it's all bodies. True. It's all gross. Oh, I love the shot of the dude like starting to pull the sword.
Oh, that was
out.
Great. Like that was awesome.
His neck popping. Oh.
It's great.
So that didn't show the whole thing, but yeah, that was pretty cool. Like I was like, I can't wait for whatever that boss is just gonna beat us up with his own head or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Just be like it's like a mace now with his head on it.
Right. Probably do like rot damage or something.
Yeah.
Probably.
They showed a lot. I mean, there it seemed like there was a lot of bosses.
It looks like the whole game.
That's what was making me sigh a lot.
Jackie,
what'd you say your first reaction was to this?
This looks hard.
It does.
Yeah.
It looks easier than Baldur's Gate to me.
I mean,
somehow more straightforward.
Yes.
I don't know. Which is less wild reading. To say about FromSoft game.
I love this. I love that this is like the juxtaposition we've got. Yeah.
I know.
That's awesome. I'm pumped after watching that, though. I am like, I got to read down. Like, I just like last week moved it off of my console to take room for something else.
Oh.
And so like now I'm going to have to make sure my save file's still there. I don't have to replay the whole game.
No, way. I'm sure you have your save file.
Yeah, no.
I'm sure.
No way. Yeah. The things I have heard have been pretty promising. Then I guess like FromSoft has a pretty good track record with the DLCs as far as like the amount of content they put into it. So people aren't sneering out at the price either for this DLC, which is like kind of funny because sometimes it's a cash grab for these kind of things. And like, I think last one was $20. This one's $40. And people are like, oh, if it's FromSoft, you're paying like $40. Like it's worth it. Like, you know that they actually put a ton of content in and,
Some it's about the size of Limgrave, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I heard, which is...
Oh, really?
There was huge more than Limgrave. Yeah, but yeah, right, that's huge.
That's like
a
quarter of the map. Yeah, it was massive.
Yeah, depending how densely packed it is, too, because, like, remember the northern region you eventually get to that has the Volcano Manor and something else?
Mm-hmm.
But it seems so much smaller.
Yeah.
But in reality, you spent a ton of time there because Volcano Manor was so dense. And so it also just depends on if they densely pack that a little bit more, and then it's fucking massive.
Yes.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Totally.
And like, I mean, like, think about how small just the Halic tree was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how much was in that one spot. Like, there was so much.
Yeah, that was super dense.
And Limgrave being a starting area was meant to be a little less dense, I think. So you can ride your horse and, like, you know, fight little roaming enemies and various things. Man, yeah. I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I'm so pumped. Yep.
It's going to be cool. Yeah. Any predictions on, you know, returning characters? Or, like, is you think Ronnie might make a... Or even who's the original maiden?
Oh, yeah.
I think that's her name. I think that's her voice at the end. Don't you kind of?
I thought it didn't sound like
her
voice.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was another M name. What was her name?
The one with the eye, right? The eye tattoo. Uh-huh.
Melania? Yeah.
No, that was one of the bosses.
Oh, my God.
It was like Melina or something like that.
Yeah. Melina. Melina. She was the witch, right? Like, was she the witch? Am I making that up?
No, so she did say, she told us
she
that her mom.
She looked just like Ronnie, which was confusing.
Right.
Yeah. Just like Ronnie. She, yeah. But she had like the burns on her face. Like, remember the one eye was closed.
It was the third eye.
The three fingers.
Oh, three fingers.
Right. Oh, but she died, right? Because she went into like that giant. The giant's cauldron, the giant's whatever.
The volcano.
She sacrificed herself to light the Erd Tree on fire.
Right. So maybe she
won't
come back.
Mine.
Not in mine.
No, if you do the three fingers, doesn't she die in the like three fingers area? Because you consume her to get... Man, I'm kind of blanking on how this went. Sorry. But like you do something with her
in that
chamber where she's part of, you can decide to almost like consume her. Or she lights on fire and burns in front of you or something.
Right.
And then
I forget what that means about how you light the Erd Tree, but it's, I think, a similar effect, right? Doesn't the three fingers just do it for you then?
I think you just have the chaos
you
does
have
it for
the power.
You instead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm going to need to get my build back together.
Like, I'm going to get practice my reflexes again.
Yeah. Jesus, so out of practice.
I need a recap episode or something. A recap before the, you know, last time in Limgrave.
I know a show you could Jackie. Listen to. I'll be like, get caught up.
Yeah, that's true. We could just listen to our last episode. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Man. I'm excited. So that drops June?
June something? Yeah.
Cool. We got time. We got a little time.
Yeah, we got a little time to finish up Sexgate 3.
Sexgate 3. did Billy finally make it somewhere with Shadowheart?
No.
I got to bang Lazel again.
Nice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But there was no cutscene. It was just like, she just like,
Otis, you just get a scene just once with everybody or something, and then you could just like do it for no reason?
I guess. I don't know. Oh. But she started it. She had an exclamation mark. And so I went to go talk to her, and she just wanted a bang. So.
Ah.
I have some things to tell you about that. But before we jump into it.
Mail?
Hold on. I'm gonna cut us off. This is too confusing. We're going to be right back with that talk.
Okay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Standard Edition, the video game book club podcast where standard people play standard edition of a video game and break down week by week. I'm Billy.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Alan.
And I'm Kaylee.
And we're playing Sexgate 3. Ooh. We're also just chattering about...
Sounds like a scandal.
We couldn't stop talking about the Elden Ring trailer, so we're also talking about that. And I'm going to say, Kaylee, I so miss the non-handholding, like, no quest log.
Mm.
Especially playing a game that's so, like, it's definitely, Baldur's Gate, not handholding. I think harder than Elden Ring. But boy, does it like its quest log. And it keeps telling me to read the quest log, go back to the quest log.
That's like, true. Oh. Right. I kind of forgot that Elden Ring didn't have a quest log. It's just like, things happened and unfolded and you did it or you didn't.
Yep.
That made it just so discombobulated.
We were the quest log, Jackie.
My brain is a sieve.
So Jackie does like
that the quest log of that.
I would like at least some recognition of when you do pick up a side quest in Elden Ring. I would love that. It would just be like, this is a thing. This is actually a thing. This one's not a thing. This is just some crazy person. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that you could find follow-ups for. Like that alternate perspective would be great.
I feel stressed when I pick up Baldur's Gate ones that I didn't mean to. And now it's like in my fucking quest log and I don't care about it. And because you're sort of curious. And then they're like, the gnomes, whatever. You could do the gnomes. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. But that's not really an option. And then it's just like, boom, gnome quest. Shadowheart doesn't like you. And I was like, God damn it. And then it's in my little book. Well, the gnomes. And I'm like, God, I don't care about the fucking gnomes.
You can never
close some of these out. And then my OCD's going crazy. Because you just got a bunch of weird open quests.
Did this not bug you in Tears of the Kingdom at all? Because like Zelda also does that all the time.
Dude, yes. Yeah. But so redonkulous that it was almost easier to ignore because it's like here's 450 quests all the time. That's so you just don't look at it.
Yeah, okay,
that's fair.
Yeah, and they were broken up by like I feel like main quests, side quests, and there were so many different ones.
The categories of quests in that is the amount of quests that I have in Baldur's Gate.
Probably, right.
That's fair.
Baldur's Gate has a fair amount, and I feel like anytime I go in there to like refresh myself. I like unhighlight all the things. Did I do this yet? Did I not do this? Oh no, I'm on this now.
I also always get confused. Like, is the top the new or the bottom the new? And you're like reading the whole freaking quest thing again.
The top. There are completed ones all the way at the bottom.
Counterintuitive. You would think we live in a texting world that the bottom is the newest method. So I just always start there, and I'm like, Shadowheart. I found a Oh, it's at the top, and then you like go back to the. Hey, we got some writings. Mayhew writes in and says that, I'm just skimming a little bit here, but essentially there was a lot really suggesting that I take, so much skimming and I'm not doing a good job. Where are you going on your way to Moonrise Towers, Kaylee? What's the above ground?
The mountain path.
Pass.
Yeah.
So anyway, pushing for that a lot, and I'll tell you a little bit of why.
Oh, interesting.
I hope this gets to you before you go to the Underdark, because the mountain pass is really cool. The ancient monastery has a very cool Indiana Jones type treasure chamber that has game-changing gear for Shadowheart.
It's true.
Oh, interesting.
It's true.
There's one more quick call out for you, Jackie. That if you like Breaking Bad enough to watch it twice, you better not sleep on Better Call Saul.
This is the point. This is the point. We are refreshing ourselves before watching Better Call Saul.
There you go.
Nice. I like the direct call out, though. I like that, you know, like holding us accountable to our commitments.
Thank you.
Yeah. And this message also helped me get through the Githyanki fight at the bridge, but I'll get to that in a minute. We'll hold that for the actual fight.
Okay, interesting.
And we got one. I got one more quick message to read you guys that came in because this speaks to me, and I know it's not going to happen. So I wanted to share that there's one out there on my page. All right. Josh writes in, "Hey there. Not sure how long Baldur's Gate 3 is going to go." I know, Josh, me too. And then there's more. But I'm going to say that I think Persona 3 would be a great game for the show.
Oh, my God.
Doing a month of time every episode or so. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know. Josh, like, I would do it.
Persona 3? I've never seen that.
It's a remake. Box. It just came out.
I think snap. Billy wrote in as Josh.
No, this is real.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
we got one. Hey, if the rest of you want us to switch to Persona 3, just write in.
We're not switching.
It's different names.
We gotta finish it.
There's two of us, technically.
It's not a book club if y'all read different books.
That's true. That's true.
Hey, but if what we're interested in is dating simulators, then this is
Yeah, that's true.
The OG.
I will say that at some point on this, like in our series here, we probably do, for Billy's sake, need to play a dating sim.
Yes. We can do a short one.
A quick one.
We should do that, a really, actually, Doki Doki. We should do a, oh man. Okay, I would do that. That was really good.
That sounds great.
Okay. Sure.
Sure. Sure.
It's fucking weird. It's a weird one.
Dude, we could go deep on it too, though, because there's so much. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. We'll do that. We'll do that.
Next time we need a break between games, we'll. Or,
exactly.
Or,
yeah. That'll be our palate cleanser.
Doki Doki.
Doki Doki. Jackie, we also got a bunch of write-ins about Elden Ring excitement. Is that right?
I posted our like text exchanges about the Elden Ring trailer, and so many people were like, yes, standard Elden Ring, bring it back. Like there was
it's coming back.
The return to the bachelor party.
Oh, yeah. We didn't get those numbers back up.
We can finally chase that dragon of the bachelor party.
We can put our
standard
message.
We'll have a bachelorette party this time.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, why?
I just mean maybe there's like a female character we could make in their bachelor party. I don't.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know why the bachelor party was a success.
It made no sense. It made no sense.
just making shit up.
Yeah, I don't know what. What that was, lightning in a bottle.
It's just like Mikola's day out. It's like he's like day out. Wasn't that a movie in the 90s or something?
Was Mikola's day off or something?
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Sexgate. Okay, sorry, my notes, pulling them up. Where were we? So we all split up. We all just went in different directions to some extent.
I think you guys
are in the Underdark. Kaylee's hitting the mountain pass.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that I beat the Githyanki at the bridge.
Ooh,
okay.
Nice.
Replaying the conversation enough until I did find just like a different path in the conversation. So that's how I actually finally did it.
Okay.
So you didn't have to fight them?
You don't have to fight them.
Great. Oh, nice.
Okay. Good job.
I think the whole key was you have to step in for her, and that those are different paths, I guess. And so I was... So I think the moral that they wanted to teach people is that you shouldn't let the woman speak.
Oh, no.
None of those roads seem to get you in.
You know,
it is strong, independent women who definitely don't need
anyone. I
guess
don't do that. So I mean, that, I wasn't getting anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, they're both Githyanki, so you would think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd think she would understand her own culture.
I was supporting her. Yeah.
I mean,
but brainwashed.
It all made sense.
So stepping in, you can get around it. They take off. But then just immediately after it is like sort of a level split to do a loading screen. And if you walk into it, it tells you that you are vastly underleveled for the next section. And I recommend proceeding until you level up. So then I turned around and I started to try to level up all over. And I did a whole bunch of random stuff and ended up in the Underdark because I couldn't find anywhere else to level up. And I hadn't leveled up from all of my adventures, and I was like, well, I guess I'll go in the Underdark. And now
I think that was pretty much the only thing left to do.
I'm deep in there now. Yeah. So, well, I found some of the stuff you had talked about, Jackie, so we don't have to like retread it, but I found like the treasure chest you guys found last time and all the little things that I didn't do. And I just am fucking killing everybody I see to get the experience. So,
yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah. Sweet.
I agree.
But I'm in the
message.
Underdark with you now.
Okay. Did you find the mushroom people?
Found them.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything with them. Just found them.
Mm-hmm.
I somehow convinced them not to attack me, and you can like walk around and talk to them. And I didn't find some of the quests you guys talked about, but just kept running around and fighting things. I killed the bullet, so that was kind of fun.
Hard fight.
Killed
that, man.
Wow. Any tips there?
I think I died to him in an area, so I knew he was coming. So I did a full rest, and I like knew that I was gonna go all in on the fight.
Gotcha.
So that is probably like was the big difference. And so I had my druid in bear form, growling to grab his attention. And then everyone else was just using their strongest spells on him, essentially. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Wait, there's a thing that happened.
Oh.
That rest that I'm talking about.
Oh.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Lazel and Shadowheart got into a fight.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And they're all mad, you know, this is finally coming to a head, and they're gonna throw down. And I'm, like, sort of siding with Shadowheart, obviously. And it somehow is leading to, like, yeah, well, we'll just fight in the morning. That a duel in the morning? They're, like, in a duel in the morning or something. I was like, oh, this is like gunslinger stuff. Okay. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I'm kind of like, I think Agith Yankee is going to win that fight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Shadowheart must have been thinking that, too, because she wakes up in the middle of the night and bends on top of the Agith Yankee and is holding a dagger to her throat. And is, like, kind of whispering, like, I'm going to kill you now kind of stuff. So you get to wake up and you get to, like, tell them to stop, attack, side with one of them. I just sided with Shadowheart. And she fucking killed Lazel. So
she lifts
her throat and then she stabs the dagger through her throat. And here and all that I was fine with. I was like, honestly, I was bored with that character. So, like, that's fine. The whole time I'm getting plus Shadowheart points. So I'm like, sweet.
Right.
And the only thing Shadowheart did that I hated is the little slug came out and she stomped on it. I was like, no!
Yeah,
that thing. What are you doing?
That was breakfast.
We talked about this. So, yeah. So I had the whole little... I got a few pluses, like three from that whole interaction, like three different Shadowheart likes that.
Oh, okay. Cool. So you're on your way, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. But I haven't... Nothing else has happened since then.
Mm. Okay.
No new dialogue with her, really. And we've done a bunch more, you know. We made it all the way to the beach, and I took a boat. And so we'll talk about that if you guys did that.
The underground beach, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Cool. Yep, totally. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, I got that cutscene, too, at some point, like, during either the last playthrough or this one. And, yeah, they're both still my party. They didn't kill each other. Mm-hmm. I talked them down.
You talked them down.
Yeah, I talked him down, but it was, like, kind of funny because, like Shadow, I wanted to mostly side with Shadowheart and, like, kind of threaded the needle somehow, and they kind of both, like, backed off, and I'm like, we need each other, it's a group thing, come on, guys. They're still bickering at each other, and I think they kind of, like, put it off for a later time, so we'll see.
Okay.
Interesting.
I saw that's that cool option, Alan.
Yeah,
and had that thought and thought
it's cool that you could just
sick
let her do it.
Play
though.
In the middle ground on everything.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Lazel was kind of just boring me at this point, and I don't like dislike the character. I liked her for my first 18 hours or whatever, but at this point, it was feeling like she's always doing the same thing. She's just angry about everything. She always has the same lines, and I was like, yeah, Shadowheart for fucking killer. And then she did it, and I'm glad I ran with it because it was like, whoa,
okay. What other? When's the next exit off of, unless you do something that really pisses her off? When's the
next
time?
She had been getting more and more pissed based on my decisions anyway. So I was
right.
Like, I might as well just let Shadow.
It's inevitable.
Take her out.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. I could totally see that. I mean, my group now is pretty much, it's been running the same people. So I'm kind of interested in maybe bringing like the druid into the mix more. And then I don't know about Gale or anybody else, but druid at least seems like it might be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Druid seems pretty good tank. I mean, obviously, but with the bear form and stuff.
Yeah.
So I had a really, really, really interesting nighttime cutscene pertaining to the Dark Urge.
Okay.
Yeah. So I might have spoiled it already, but so I don't know if you ever talked to, so when you were at the Emerald Grove, there is a tiefling bard lady hanging around like outside kind of up on the cliffs.
You can
talk to her and help her with her song, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You can also talk to her at the party. And she showed up at my camp and she was like, I want to fight. I want to fight with you. Like, I want in on this adventure. Like, I need to do something meaningful with my life. And I was like, yes, I get a bard in my party. Thank God I saved the bard gear that I randomly picked up somewhere.
Huh.
But she kind of stood off to the side like Halsin does. Like, she didn't set up a tent or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to bed. And then the cutscene was me waking up covered in blood. And the tiefling is eviscerated.
Holy smokes.
Why? Yeah. Why? Like, what?
I don't know.
So you just woke up and, like, presumably maybe killed this person?
Definitely killed this person.
Oh, no.
Wait, like, you did?
Yeah.
Or...
Wait, yeah, I'm so confused. I had no player input to have anything to do with this other than saying whether or not she could stay. You know, I told her she could stay.
Oh, the
dark urge.
The dark urge.
Yeah.
Was like while you slept, it overtook you and just needed blood or something?
Just super weird.
That's interesting. Yeah.
So I tried to hide the body and I failed.
was that a roll? Oh, no.
Yeah. It was like a stealth check, and I failed it. Oh my god! Everybody was really freaked out and was like, "I'm not going to be able to sleep around you anymore." Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But before the morning, my butler showed up, brand new to me. Didn't know I had a butler. Looks like a cross between a goblin and like a skeleton bird. I have a picture and I'm going to post it
because this guy
looks really weird.
You've never seen this person before until that point?
Yeah, he's my dark urge butler. because he's all like excited about the work that I've done this evening. Like, this is glorious. Good job. And gives me a reward.
Interesting.
Oh.
So the reward is this cape. It's called the Death Stalker Mantle. And after you make a kill, you go invisible for 2 turns.
Oh, that's tight.
Oh, that's really cool. wow.
Okay.
Wow. So now I'm like, I guess I should like keep, you know, indulging my urges as I get cool gear.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I didn't know the Dark Urge came with a butler. That's
I know.
It's a good deal, I guess.
What's
so
the
weird.
Downside to not? Yeah. Dark Urge it up, baby.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't think about that tiefling bard when we first met them in the grove. I thought maybe they might have been someone that could join our characters and stuff. But and then I saw them at the party, and then they didn't really. That was it. They kind of went on their way.
Yeah, I am very disappointed that I don't.
Yeah, she was cool.
You could hire one probably through Withers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
You know.
Yeah, but I'm not going to send Sir Fuzzlump away. He's doing great.
And he's got a great name.
What is he again?
Sir Fuzzlump is a deep gnome mage? No.
Sorcerer? Wizard?
Wizard. Okay. Wizard. That I hired via Withers.
Oh, right, because you don't have Gale, right?
Because I don't have Gale.
Yes, because you bit off his hand.
I have Gale. I've been feeding him stuff, too.
Nice.
Gale?
Yep.
Give him a little magic snacks.
Give him magic snacks. Can't decide if he's any good in combat yet or not, though.
Right?
Yeah.
He's pretty squishy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine his spells get better, but I had the same feeling, Billy, in the beginning when we had him, when I had him in my party, like... He was like always the first one down.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Couple turns in, I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet it's one of those, like, if you're a better player than me things. And then he's like super, you know, really good. It's like a glass cannon. And,
right.
You know, guys, you're so dumb. What you gotta do is put him in a strategic spot and block him and prepare and all. And it's like, well, I don't want to do any of that. I just wanted to roll dude out, fucking take over the battlefield.
Yeah, I just blast magic missile. That's like my favorite thing because it doesn't miss.
Yeah.
With Gale?
Yeah.
Or with
Gale has it, but also Sir Fuzzlump
has
it.
But you mean
it.
He's, you got it, yeah.
It's a good spell.
The spell doesn't miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can do multiple targets.
Yeah.
That's useful. Who's your guy's favorite fighter right now?
Ooh.
Lizzo.
Yeah,
she's
Lizzo.
Pretty good. That was the one reason I was sad to let her go.
Yeah, Lizzo was very consistent, just super consistent on. Yeah. And they have like really, they have like a lot of like interesting abilities with the was it the power surge or power? I forget some surge.
Yeah,
a mechanic
action.
That
action
like,
surge.
Action surge. Yeah, yeah, makes you like just add like basically a whole nother turn to your whole, which came in really clutch when you want to like dispatch someone who's like on their last rope.
For sure.
Yeah. So you're like, okay. And I get this person out of here. So good utility there.
I also do really like having Asterion in the party because the way that I've got his subclass is he's got two extra moves. So two bonus moves.
Yeah.
And so he can like, I can dash him in. He can make an attack. And then I have a feat on him that allows him to like, so if he attacks and then moves, he automatically doesn't pick up opportunity attacks. I can dash him in, attack, and then dash him back out.
Mm-hmm.
And
I do that too.
Nobody can touch him.
That's really cool. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So he and Lazelle are the heavy hitters, although my bard is coming along nicely, just kind of keeping everybody like stable.
Cool.
And pitching in where she can.
Nice.
Adding Shadowheart to the mix has been interesting. She definitely like is doing a little bit more than I kind of expected. I didn't think you'd need like two healers in the group, but it definitely helps to have two like decent magic wielders. So
nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, you Billy.
Still got my butt kicked the first encounter I had in the Mountain Pass.
Oh yeah, I do want to hear about the mountain pass.
In a second.
I'm working on my Lazelle replacement is the Berserker. What is her name again?
Mm. Carlock.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Carlock. Yeah.
Carlock's amazing.
She's been getting really good.
Yeah.
I actually put Will back in because I like some of his warlock spells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if he's better than Gale or if Gale actually is going to get better or what, but yeah, I was just having trouble with Gale. Like he was just dying and I could never make him do anything.
Well, Will can at least use some weapons.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a little more well-rounded.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And I actually put Shadowheart back in and I agree. I feel like around level 3, maybe she was really garbage and now she's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Although, do you guys understand necromancy in this game?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like teaching her spells about raising the dead and stuff, but I use them and nothing happens. Is it like only certain kind of dead bodies? I don't get what it doesn't say much about it.
I don't know if Shadowheart did that for me or if I had a scroll and I used it for just to use it because I've never done it before. But yeah, I think you can basically revive these people and ask them like a couple questions, three, four.
It
questions.
Might only be for humanoid.
Oh wait, so Alan, you're talking about speak to the dead.
Yeah, sorry. What were you saying?
She has a spell that's like
raise dead
in battle. To raise the dead.
Right. Yes, I haven't used that.
I've been in like a few fights where maybe they were monsters considered or beasts or something, and then she just casts it. They're within the area of effect, but nothing happens. And then I've been like, oh, but so that I'm always like hesitant to use it in any fight because it's such a painful cost to experiment in this game because you're gonna lose like a bunch of time or almost like it doesn't tell you anything.
A whole turn, a whole spell slot. Yeah,
right. Or if you die, you're going back.
It's a high,
that
high
one
cost.
Moment. You know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I never experiment with anything.
Yeah, I haven't tried that either. No. But I remember reading the description and not entirely being clear as to like.
Yeah,
what type of dead they need to be for it to work.
Right.
I think I used turn enemy one time.
Turn.
And turn. And that worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
For some, like, I don't know. I think it was like something in the Underdark. It was some bunch of dark dwarves or whatever. Yeah.
Shadowheart's got that one like from, that's like part of her background. Is the reason she's got that one, I think, or something like that. It's part of her subclass. But that turns away, so every like all the undead that she can see will not walk towards her anymore. They won't attack her.
Oh,
they'll turn away.
Okay.
And that one I've used a lot. That one is very useful.
Hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. I haven't used the raised dead one.
Yeah, I guess I have to play with it more because I wanted to make her like a necromancer and kind of go evil and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't figure out what a necromancer is in this game yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like very confused.
Oh, that, necromancy is like a school of magic, essentially. So there are necromancy spells.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
But I guess what I mean by that is I can't tell what their like style of damage class is, if that makes sense. Like, are you, even though it says necromancy, is the idea that you do like lots of kind of status effects on people and you do something else? Or is the idea that you're doing big damage? Or is the idea that you need to only revive minions? Like, I just can't really figure out, because it's so early with her. She just has like two like super random spells that don't seem to be very effective. I just can't like tell what the class actually is, if that makes sense.
I've seen it more as like a minion master, I think.
Yeah, it's less about the type of damage you're doing and more about like what you have control over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just become part of your party, right?
Uh-huh. So fighting like whoever a it pet, is. Like a, you would get, yeah. You need to figure out a way to get a pet. Yeah. You know, through these spells, and then you're gonna do slow damage in addition, or some, or low damage in addition to your pet.
Probably, but doing does give you more bodies to throw at a problem.
Yeah,
yeah, which is super helpful.
Yeah,
yeah. I feel like I have a ton of probably like you two really like spells I've never used of Shadowheart, because they're the main spellcaster in my party too. Like mostly healing, but. The thing is, like, when you do when you're encountering, like, when you start a fight, it's, you go back to the tried and true stuff you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you try, because you're like, and then once you do that and you're like, oh, you know what would be great in this situation? That scroll, that, like, or that spell I've never used it for. But then you're like, oh, level two spell, like, they're all done. Like, you didn't rest before. And, like, that moment's gone now.
There is a potion.
Yeah.
There is a potion. It's called Arcane Cultivation that can restore a spell slot.
It like a bonus action to drink it and then you could use your action.
I have not been doing
something like that,
keeping up with my alchemy.
I know,
you know what I mean, so I know there's stuff that you collect and I've done a couple of things that it's like, oh, you've unlocked this, but then I never go back to make stuff. It's in that menu. Yet another menu, Billy. So,
yeah, I actually have not. I don't even know what you're talking about.
it's at 11 o'clock on the wheel.
Yeah,
no, I don't want any more wheel menus, but I have started buying potions.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. You can make potions too using this function.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm also with that.
Yeah, you could just buy it. Just buy it.
My character is not really like an alchemist, you know? He's like,
that's true.
True. Dummy.
It is. The alchemy, it's very easy to use. Like, it's like, extract all the things. Okay, now choose which potions you want. Okay, make that. Like, it's not, it doesn't require like, oh, but you didn't use the right ingredients. It always uses the right ingredients.
Okay.
But my one complaint about the alchemy menu is that it doesn't tell you what the fuck it does. It doesn't tell you. It just tells you the name of the potion and like a flowery description of like, oh, it glows in the bottle. It's like, okay, but what does this do?
That bugs the crap out of me, because I'm like, this has a really cool title. I have no idea if this does what it does, and I'm not going to use my last rogue's morsel on it if I don't know what it does.
Yeah. Oh, right.
So, like, you know, it's very irritating.
It is. Yeah, I see where it's a bit more straightforward. But the hang up is,
of all the patches that they've made, you'd think that they would throw that in.
Just tell us what this potion does.
Yes.
Tell us.
It would be cool if, I'm guessing it doesn't do this, but it would be cool if it tells you what it does after you drink it, so that you then always remember.
Or something, you know? Okay, that would be fun too. If you had to experiment,
forced you to drink
this random
thing. That would be kind of fun. But then you should always like put it there.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it was a greater health potion. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the difference. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As if you were taking notes.
Right, right. Just tell you like, you're kind of, you're jotting notes as you make them.
Totally separate. We kind of had a little bit more lore from a dream visitor that I'm sure you guys saw again. So your dream visitor comes back and you get to have some discussions about the tadpole. And I remember my dream visitor saying like that you can't remove the tadpole until the source of its magic is destroyed.
Yes.
So that all the kind of ways you're trying to do it are not going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
And that the source of the magic is at likely Moonrise Towers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to Moonrise Towers, convince cultists you're one of them, and discover their source of power and destroy it. So like they have, that source of power, whatever it is. So it's the Moonrise Tower thing. Mm-hmm. Cultists are controlling these, and that's connected to the Cult of the Absolute. So that's like mm-hmm. all coming together. Any other thoughts there? Did I miss anything with that kind of dream visitor sequence?
No, that to me, that was like the first real reason to lean into being a little bit evil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is like, okay, so I can't get rid of this thing, so fuck everyone else.
Right. Like, and she tells you she'll protect you as you do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, mm-hmm. okay.
If it's a she for you, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like basically carte blanche to like make sure that I can get mine. But yeah, other, like I don't think there's anything other lore things other than that. She's-
Oh, here's one actually. she, so your dream visitor tells you that the power they're using to protect you, they stole from someone.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
kind of
oh,
fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that someone is fighting to get it back. And that seems to be maybe what your dream visitor is always trying to like prevent or something.
Yeah, they're in the whatever the heck that liminal space is.
Yeah.
The astral plane?
Yeah, the astral plane. I guess that's
what is that saying, where they are?
It seems like it.
That definitely seems like an astral plane.
Yeah.
If someone were to go draw me an astral plane, that seems to be where
a lot of floating like debris and like I don't know, swirly background.
The right color palette.
Yeah, it has all the trappings of an astral plane.
Galaxy themed.
Yeah, yeah.
Glowing crystal people.
Right.
Skulls.
Oh, fair. No.
Hey, so when I was running around, I found this other character you guys never talked about. Hmm. Auntie Ethel. You guys ever find this character?
Uh-huh. Ah, yes.
Auntie Ethel. I don't know.
She was in the swamp for me, but I think mm-hmm. you can find her other places too.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. I found her in the grove at one point.
Uh-huh.
I think we talked about at some point, but I think there is like some swamp stuff that I didn't do, but did you do this, Billy?
Yeah, there's not actually, well, I'm probably just wrong. From what I saw, there's not much in the swamp other than kind of her house and that you
I think
into
so.
Her.
I think that's just
okay. Gotcha.
There's a bunch of traps in the water. So like you can get blown up a lot. I don't think there's like anything to fight or
gotcha.
A whole I think lot I kind of surface level going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember seeing a bunch of traps and then I was like, I'll come back later.
The swamp was the swamp was where I found Kaga's like shadow druid cache. And so that was over there with some baddies to fight, but nothing crazy. But that was where like
red caps?
No, they were like other there's mud mephits.
Oh yeah,
And like tree things.
Oh yeah, I fought those things.
Yeah, so over around there, there's like if you search around that tree, there's like a little spot where there's like her cache of like the notes that she's been passing back and forth with the shadow druids and kind of like.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't put that together when I first read it.
Oh, uh-huh. The shadow druids. Okay.
Yeah. So like.
Whoa!
I'm so sorry. I just made my desk go higher.
Oh, it's the desk.
Oh, I see.
Awesome.
It's like the button is like right at the level where my armrest is, so if I pivot in the wrong way. Anyway.
Auntie Ethel, that's interesting. So there's like this whole thing where two brothers are like, you stole our sister.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember
they're all
this.
Bickering and you can kind of pick a side and she'll kill these guys. Or wait, does she kill them? Or do monsters kill them?
She kills them. She,
right?
Like, snaps her fingers and they die. Like,
well, she first disappears and then they run after her. And then maybe she... Anyway.
She killed them on
somehow,
the spot
somehow, those
me.
Guys are out of the picture in a second.
Oh, interesting.
And you can find her at her house. And the sister is there. And mm-hmm. she's, like, being forced to eat, but doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And Auntie Ethel is like, you're eating for two, which was... interesting.
Mm.
But then she kind of snaps her fingers and transports the girl out of there, and you can't really follow up on that anymore, it seems like, at that moment. And she just offers to take the tadpole out, but she'll have to remove your eye and kiss it and put it back in. But mm-hmm. this was after I already had the dream that said no one can help you with the tadpole, so I was just I'm not gonna do it.
Mm-hmm,
It also didn't, I was like, I feel like that could potentially have some kind of permanent consequence, this idea of like remove my character's eye, like I guess he said like you lose all something roles negative. I was like, my character sucks enough without taking just some crappy like disability.
I have a character who did this. You get because you look all crazy, you get an intimidation bonus.
And but then you charismatic like D bonus or
but then you also have disadvantage when attacking hags.
Does that even happen? Does it?
Okay.
I guess maybe in the future. Watch the late game. It's like everything's a hag.
Yeah, I know. It's like game is
Auntie Ethel is a hag.
Is that why? Sure. That kind of makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I remember that there was like that those two brothers, and then yeah, there it was something about like, oh yeah, she didn't want me to tell them where she was. Mm-hmm. Whoever this girl was. But yeah, I never followed up, so that's I'll go do that.
There is like a whole, she has like a secret lair. There's a.
Did you find the girl again?
I think it's behind the fireplace. I think if you mm-hmm. like hop onto the fireplace and walk like through the coals, you can get into her secret lair.
Do you know what's going on with the girl?
The girl is pregnant and her husband died, and she's trading her baby to get her husband back.
Oh,
damn.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Mm-hmm. After she gives birth?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think so.
Or before? I was just like, because she's not.
Well, an embryo is a person.
Right.
So maybe, that's true.
Yeah, maybe.
You that know. Is apparently.
Sorry, we shouldn't.
Yeah. That is.
It felt like a really good placement for that. Like maybe she can get things going even ahead of time. I don't know.
That's a law of a land.
It's true.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me something about the mountain pass.
Ooh. Okay. So you get there, and it is fucking scenic. It's really very pretty. And then you're kind of immediately presented with like two options, which is interesting. This is like an interesting thing where kind of the map came into play, because like, so you get there and you're walking forward, you walk like three steps, and Lazelle puts you into a cutscene and is like, hold up, check out this marking on the ground. This means the crush is nearby. We have to do that. If we decide to go somewhere other direction, I'm going to leave and go to the crush anyway. You're like, okay, cool. So we'll figure out how to get to the crush. And then, like, if you look at your map, where, at least so for me, I'm blanking on her name, Jackie, Drow Lady.
Oh, Minthara.
Minthara. So Minthara told me to, like, go and meet her emissary, like, in the mountain pass, and he'll guide me through the Shadowlands. So, like, the way that Lazelle kind of points you towards this monastery that you can see in the distance, it is gorgeous and looks like something right out of Indiana Jones. That's where the crush is pointing you. And to your left is where Minthara told you to go. And so you're like, oh, okay. So this is like a little bit of a tangent, it seems like. But I don't want to lose Lazelle. We'll figure that out. I did try to go the other direction a little bit. And there's a really hard fight there with two guys that are that can raise the dead. In the fight, and a bunch of their ghouls around, and I got really close a couple times that they're very hard because really I ignored entirely the warning that says you're under leveled to go in here.
I was like, oh, okay. I just thought you might have been higher level than me.
The level bouncer.
No, I was just like, fuck it, I'll figure it out. I'm sure it's not that bad.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty bad.
Are you still level 4? Or are you 5 yet?
I think I just hit 5.
I just hit 5.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, so like I gave up on that path. I'm like, okay, clearly I'm not strong enough to do that yet. So we'll figure that out later. So if you continue with like down towards the monastery a little bit, there's like this woman off to the side who is from the Society of Brilliance. Is that right, Jackie?
Sounds right.
Oh.
Something like that. There's somebody in the Underdark also who is associated with this society.
Yeah.
It's like Mensa or something.
It's like she was like complaining about the Githyanki and how rude and brutish they are, because all she wanted was to buy one of their eggs, and Lazelle gets pissed off because wanted to buy one of our children. Like, because that's how they reproduce. And yeah, she's like,
I remember we talked about these eggs.
Oh, yeah.
She was probably like, it's just an embryo, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Embryo. So she tries, this woman, this crazy woman, tries to enlist you into like, it's like you get a side quest essentially to like go and steal an egg. And she'll pay you for it.
We had this whole.
Yeah. I haven't done it. No. I'm not sure if I will or not.
Have you seen the eggs yet? Because we were debating like.
I haven't seen the eggs yet. That's why we did talk about this. No.
It's now even more relevant.
It's now even more relevant.
And get to the bottom of if these eggs are.
That's true. But I got to the monastery though. And there's this little cutscene out front where there are three Githyanki pulling in two or three gnomes who don't want to go into the monastery. And the gnomes are like, and one of the gnomes is like, no, I'm not doing it. I will not go with you. And like runs away. And one of the Githyanki just shoots him dead, just like crossbow to the back, done. And takes them inside for some unknown reason. And you're like, okay. And so you wait for them to all go inside and you get close. And then your dream visitor pops up in your head and basically says, the Githyanki are looking for the artifact. We don't want it, you know, we don't want them to find it. You're going off course. You're going off course. Don't go this way. And so I'm like, why not? Okay. So I started to wander around a little bit more and explore it. I found like a room full of kobolds, which are like tiny lizard people.
Yeah.
Who were all very drunk. And I exploded everything around them, which was great.
What?
They're like in a room full of wine barrels. So it's just like, just inferno. It was awesome.
Nice.
But yeah. Yeah. It is very scenic. It's very pretty. And there's definitely something going on here. It's weird that like the dream visitor doesn't want you to go and find this crush very much. Like wants you to stay away.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to figure out why.
Interesting.
Yeah.
The artifact also doesn't want to go to the Githyanki.
The artifact also does not want to go to the Githyanki. The artifact is scared of the Githyanki.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I let, you know, I already made my choice. I'm a simp. for Shadowheart, and so I was like, you can kill the Githyanki. We're unfortunately not going to do the rest of the mountain pass at this point. I'm too far deep in the Underdark and don't care about Lazel's crush anymore.
And you can still get up there like later. Yeah. You can you can go and see the stuff in the mountain pass later. You know, with Elden Ring on the horizon, I doubt you'll make time for that.
Okay, that makes sense. I haven't gone up any of the stuff that you guys did above ground, so I was like, oh, maybe I'll go back at some point.
From a previous playthrough, I do know of this weapon that they speak of, so I am going to pick that weapon up for her, because it is like a really, if I remember right, it is a really powerful thing for her. So, yeah. I'll let you know when I find it.
Is this for Shadowheart?
For Shadowheart, yeah.
Oh, okay,
Since I, like, so remember Will and Karlach both left my party. Because I betrayed the Grove. So I really only have a couple people.
You raised the Grove, yeah.
Yeah.
You really got to bolster your remaining.
I forget.
I need that group.
Yeah.
I need that group. I need us to work.
Well, that might be worth going up there to get that for Shadowheart too. Yeah, cool.
I forgot about that. So, what are you guys doing in the Underdark?
Oh, so much. There's too much. There's
a lot. Have you? So, you sailed across the lake.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
How'd you guys do that? Were you friends with, I forget, did you guys like befriend some of the dark dwarves, or are you just slaying them as you find them?
Oh, I slayed them.
Yeah.
Slay the shit out of them.
I think if you side with the mushroom folk, then they basically send you to get rid of them. So
yeah.
Had fought the Myconoids or Nids or whatever, then maybe the other guys wouldn't have been aggressive. I wonder.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah,
especially if you don't show up. Like, I think when I met my first Dwargar, I had sovereign gut.
Oh, glut. Yeah,
glut.
Glut.
Glut. Glut. Gut is the priestess.
Gut is the priestess.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was, you know, with me. So they were just automatically attacked us. They're like, yeah. Oh, you have a rot flower as company. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty tough fight.
Yeah, that one was surprising because they had like, I don't know what the classes were, but they were doing all sorts of fancy spell shit. And yeah, like
blinded right. like they, two or three of my people.
Yeah. One guy was just invisible half the time and like yeah. snuck up on me. It like, I thought like it was just like glitching or because like, it, you know, it cuts to like the character mm-hmm. and it's just right. cutting to nothing. And I'm yeah. like, I don't. And it like the, I guess it was getting closer to me, but I didn't notice. And then eventually they got like right behind me, like stabbed me. And I was like, oh, where the fuck did you come from? Oh, I see. You were invisible. What the fuck?
I think there's an icon. Confused. Yeah.
Oh, you see, I probably didn't pay attention.
Like under their like picture, I think there's an icon that'll say if they're invisible.
Oh, okay. That'd be good to like a status or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a similar thing to Alan. There were like one would even it was like no one. There was only one dude I saw, so I'm like fighting him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then a guy shot a crossbow from like nowhere in the room and suddenly appeared, and then like another dude was doing like Avatar Airbender spells downstairs and flinging them up or something. I was like, what the fuck? And then somebody did like raise the dead.
Yeah,
and mm-hmm. that's yep. why I got yeah. even more confused because yeah, they didn't yeah, yeah. seem to need bodies. They just like made the bodies oh. appear.
Huh.
Anyway, wow. yeah. So still can't figure that out, but yeah. yeah. So killed those bitches. Took their boat, and then while you're sailing the boat, their friends roll up.
Yeah.
And you have sort of an option of what to... I guess you get, like, a little dialogue options if you want. I just immediately went into a fight. I assume cool. you guys fought these guys, too, or...
I talked my
way out of it.
Yeah, oh, really? Same, okay. same. Yeah, I talked my way out of that
The
one.
Boat fight is kind of fun because...
That's interesting.
They all start on their boat.
Oh,
and
cool.
your boat, and the only way to go between them is to jump or to like use a projectile like battle. So mm-hmm. it's actually to me one of the more fun arenas.
Totally,
that's cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
cool that they let you fight on the boat. I feel like yeah, that's
so
wow. cool.
What happened after you fought them? Did you win?
Yeah. Yep. So okay. you fight them, and essentially to continue sailing, you have to go touch your sail again. Which it calls starting a conversation, which is just kind of funny. That
like, you start a conversation with
you, the water. You have to communicate. Yeah.
You have to start a conversation with your sail and then tell it that you want to continue sailing. And then you appear on the shore, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of it. But you get to fight them instead of not fight them is it.
Mm-hmm.
When you arrive on the shore, what happens?
Yeah. So do you guys want to take it? I got notes if you forget.
Oh, what do you mean?
Where do you sail to?
Oh, when we get there.
What happened when you get to the shore?
Yeah, you're basically... So I think the way Jackie and I both did it were probably... We talked our way out of it. And I think we have to talk to a sergeant. Sergeant Marin, mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
But basically, I think the way you talk your way out of it, I remember, is like you're like the reinforcements or something. For them or like you found technically the people that you killed I think were the people they were looking for and then you're basically like oh yeah no we're here they were already dead so and then they kind of take you on as like reinforcements or whatever so they're like yeah go to sergeant whatever and check in with them they're all in a tizzy about getting this true soul. Out of who's he's like stuck in like some cave-in or something and then there's a bunch of other people in this basically just really like and the cutscene was really cool it was like you get to this like huge statue it's a very like Lord of the Rings-esque like opening
totally
and what was this place this was like a
it's called temple? it's called Grimforge
okay yeah. but it had something to do with
there's
like
Shadowheart, right? And
yeah, yeah.
I think it's a temple of Shar. Wait.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think so. Right. Yeah.
Is it Shar?
I think so. Yeah.
It's not Saluna.
The Salunites the opposite Shar people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was a temple of Shar, and I think there was like
you find like old skeletons of like dark justiciars around the place.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And Shadowheart has a couple of lines about like, oh yeah, these are my people and, you know, whoever killed them. Well, we were kind of like concerned about whatever killed them. And then we get the fuck out of there. But there's a lot of stuff you can do down there. And there's like a, yeah, they're basically slavers taking on these gnomes as slaves and all sorts of other people, but mostly the gnomes. And you pick up this other quest from someone in the Myconid like area who was also part of these like deep gnomes or the gnomes people that were on their own quest. And they ask you to save them. So you kind of go in and do that too, if you want to.
Save the slaves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely an optional side quest.
Yeah. Yeah. What else? There's a couple other things you can do in there. The main thing is getting this Nier guy out. But there was like some options to like, basically some people are like, I think the guys that you come in with on that boat are like need money or like getting money. Like they have some bounty that they had to like collect and they don't really care about this true soul guy. So you can kind of like side with them and like kind of do a bit of a sort of a double cross thing. Yeah. You have to do a couple other things to get them on your side, like destroying the scrying eye like somewhere else. You have to do that.
That's right. That's hard to do.
Yeah, that was it. I had to like lure it into another area and then kill it. And then because it was like, oh, you have to destroy this, but you can't let anyone see. So that was a little tricky to do. But yeah, once you do that, you can get, and then there's a big fight at the end, basically, once you get this guy out. So I don't know. How did you, who else was, I guess, Jackie, you did this too, or I don't know if you were.
Yeah. Well, I'm not that far with this character, but I have, I have done that with another character, but, yeah, when I arrived on the boat, I basically just intimidated the people who were questioning me. I used intimidation on the boat conflict. And then once I got to Grimforge, used it again, be like, I'm a true soul. Don't talk like that to me. And like, then, the people who were like, oh, you true twats owe me a lot of money. You better pay up. And I was like, I'll give you something. And she's like, just kidding. I'm just leaning it because half orc gets a good intimidation bonus. So I'm just kind of leaning into that. I have been charged by the Myconid with retrieving Nier's head. So gotta get that guy out of the rubble.
Oh, right. I picked up this quest too from the Myconid. They wanted, it was another, like we had already dispatched the other dark dwarf guys and like, and then you go back to him, he's like, yeah, I did it. And they're like, yeah, awesome. You're cool now with us. But also one other thing, can you kill this guy? And everyone's like, oh geez, we got to do something else for these assholes.
I know.
And I was like, okay, cool. Whoever this Nier guy is, we're going to get his head. So that was a cool quest. I didn't complete it, unfortunately, but
I don't think it's necessary for the main story.
Yeah, it seemed like it was side quest. I kind of wanted to do it because it sounded cool. I was like, oh, this guy's head. But then I think the fight, well, it leads up to getting too near. You talk to the sergeant, they're basically like, yeah, we need to get this guy out. So this guy is like from Moonrise Towers, is that what I gather? Is that correct?
I think so.
So there's like some weird thing that they're sending people down there or whatever. But I already had, I think the person that I got the gnome, the free the gnomes, I got like the grenades or something to like open the. Yeah, so I think I already had it in my. There was another thing that was like, oh, if you talk to the gnomes, they're like, go somewhere else to go find this person and they'll give you the black powder or whatever charges or whatever. Yeah. And I already had it in my inventory, so I just did it and then didn't have to go find that person.
That's great.
Cool. Yeah. So I don't know where that led you after, but yeah, you basically rescue this near guy. You kind of do a couple of like some parasite, like seeing through their eyes kind of thing, which was kind of cool. They're basically like trapped in this like poisonous, like, you know, cave-in or whatever. And so that was kind of interesting. And all the other gnomes in there were dead. They have obviously no regard for these gnomes. It was pretty fucked up. Yeah. So you feel bad for them. And obviously that quest is kind of like, if you're playing it on the good side, it makes sense to kind of free them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you, I feel like I didn't get too much dialogue with him until like we basically started the fight. But then when things kicked off, like the other guys that double crossed, the guys that wanted the money from this guy jumped in the fight. So it made things more even, but that fight was still kind of hard. It was pretty leveled up. Yeah. But mine, I mean, for the most part, it went okay for me. The one thing that kind of threw things out of whack was that one of the allies that I had that was the double cross people, and like they threw a thunder wave arrow and threw near into the fucking lava.
Whoa!
So that's why I couldn't get his head.
Oh my god!
Because he threw the fucking lava at the end of the fight. So,
that sucks.
So, okay. So, I don't know if that changed anything for you and how you went about, you know, retrieving their stuff or like doing anything else with them. Cause I think you do get a parasite, I think, also from them.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't be able to get his parasite. Oh, my God.
So, I did get his stuff, but it was maybe harder than maybe what you had to do if he didn't fall into the lava.
Did you have to go into the lava to get his stuff?
No. So, I don't know.
Did you use a water hydrant to spray onto the lava?
Yeah, I used what's it called? Yeah, the old Link special.
Ultra-handed it?
Yeah, so ultra-handed it. I looked through all of our characters. Like, is there like a thing where I can pick up a body and like move them?
There is magic hand.
Would that have done something? Okay, maybe I could.
I don't know. I don't know what that actually
magic
does.
Magic hand doesn't, it's hard. It can't pick up a body.
It's only for small items.
So I couldn't retrieve his head, obviously, at that point. But once the fight's over, the other guys still stick around. You know, I think you could talk to them. You free the gnomes. They're very happy about it. You can pick up another quest from them. But back to Nier, like, so everything, like, all of the other people that died, they all went red body, which means you can't loot their stuff.
Oh, yeah.
In front of people, right? So they had the whole, like, thing. Nier was one of them, which was like, why? I thought you guys didn't like this guy. And he was in the, so I was like, how am I supposed to get his stuff? So he was, like, right off the edge. And I could still target him. And, like, I was still on the platform. And I could still get into his stuff. But then his body was red. So I was like, how do I do this? So... I picked up invisibility at some point with my character.
Oh.
I went invisible, went full, you know, Harry Potter cloak, right? And like, got there, and like, then I stole his stuff. I went like also doubles. I like hid, so I was like, okay, double, okay. You know, invisibility here, and I took all of his stuff. But as soon as I took one of the things, they like started getting alerted. Invisible. Yeah. They didn't immediately find me though until after I had like became visible. And they questioned me hard. The skill check was really tough to pass. And that was really annoying. But somehow I got lucky. I had a couple inspiration points, so I got through that. And then I get the fuck out of there because I was like, I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
But I got all of his stuff.
Cool.
Nice. Which,
outside of his head. So if so, if you kill him, I guess Jackie, did you get? You didn't have to. Obviously, they didn't care if you looted his body.
I think that for this fight, I did not do the double cross, so I was against everybody. So there was nobody to see me loot his body.
I see. You left no survivors. Okay, that would make more sense. I didn't want to fight anyone else. I was like, I'm tired. Okay, cool.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the fights that I like had to run around and level up and then come back because I didn't know about the double cross option yet. And I was like, I'm gonna fight like 50 people. This is insane.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people.
Yep.
So I'm looking for the gnome. That mm-hmm. part that you kind of talked about, right? Where they're mm-hmm. like, this one gnome is over in the secret hiding spot or something.
Oh,
and they mark
yeah,
it
yeah.
on your map. So I'm doing that. Is that going to loop me back to find Nir? Because I got... So there's like two dark dwarves you can find at one point that are like drinking and they're like harassing a gnome. And you try to walk through a door and they're like, don't go because the dark shadows and you need a lantern. And we're like, mm-hmm. oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then they talk about how Nir's the dude with the lantern. And I was like, I get it. All roads are leading to Nir. That's how you progress out of this area. But I couldn't figure out where they were trying to say this guy was, although it sounded like that the gnomes you want to rescue are also in this cave-in. So I was like, is everyone in the cave-in? Is it the same cave-in? And I just need to go find this gnome and then come back to do the cave-in?
Yeah. So the gnome that you're going to look for has the special extra black powder.
Right.
That okay. can explode things. But there are gnomes trapped with Nir in the poison.
So if I do that, though, it might update my quest to point to where everyone's trapped?
Yes. It might do okay. that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you can... If you
so you haven't
that.
You haven't found the cave-in
yet? No.
Oh, okay.
Grimforge is huge.
Grimforge is huge.
Yeah, it's pretty... Yeah, yeah that's true. It is pretty big. I feel
did
like
you see
could,
that scrying yeah. eye?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see the scrying eye that Alan was mentioning?
Yeah.
The orb.
It's near there. And so that...
Oh, is it like right there? Well, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
I didn't get an updated marker for it because I didn't tell them, oh, I already have the stuff. So I got the marker for where, like, the other dude is hiding.
Oh, okay.
And I wonder if it's, like, just not having the marker makes it so unclear, like, is it that, like, pile of rocks? Because the whole thing is just cave-in sort of art, like, art style.
Yeah, everything's...
That I did, like, I don't know what it
everything's,
actually...
Everything's, like, destroyed.
That's true. It is, like, a ruin. It's hard to tell.
Trying to come up with some clever Elden Ring joke here, where... Oh, the lack of quest markers before in Elden Ring did bother you. What's
up? Yeah, well,
but
I guess
can't
they just do
anything.
It better. They don't need quest markers.
Oh my god.
No, I firmly believe that Baldur's Gate is harder for me because I'm stupid. Like, so Elden Ring is an easier Failing. Game for my monkey brain.
Listen, and the stories you
Baldur's
tell yourself
Gate is a much harder game
very
to me
powerful.
Because there's lots of like, I don't know. It's like my monkey brain can't handle the slow pace of how it wants to give out information or something.
It is a very different kind of game than the games that we have been playing. It is like,
totally. Yeah.
I like tap my foot a lot while I'm playing. It's like I'm in class again. It's like the pace is just so slow. I think it's like, I can't let, I'm like, where's the thing? Can we get, and then it's like, hey, I have a disconnected quest from everything. And I'm always like, attack. Just kill this one. I don't have time for this shit.
Give me the XP.
That's stop hilarious. Talking. I don't
attack.
Care.
We're going to get to the end of this game and Billy's going to be like level 1,000 and just like burning.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm only level 5.
There's no
you
NPCs
level so
left.
Slowly.
It's just him and Baldur's Gate.
A wake of like bodies behind him. Just fire in the buildings.
Well, I'm definitely leaning that way until I at least get strong enough that I like am better at combat or I understand it better or something. And until then, I made this decision when I hit that map spot that was like, you're vastly underleveled, body, body, ba. And I was like, fuck this. I'm killing everything then because I can't figure out how to level up in this game. So I'm just going to start decimating everything I find and not talking my way out of anything anymore because then I don't have... the XP for like some of the fights you can avoid or and maybe you can avoid all, but I just mean you still kind of like lose rolls, so then in that moment you're unable to avoid them.
Yeah,
so this game's so hard.
How are you liking the monk build, Alan?
I actually really enjoy it. It's kind of interesting where like I haven't really added any new armor to him because everything is just like not proficient, just wear clothes. So that's interesting. But yeah, I've gotten a lot of like fighting abilities. So I'm throwing hands constantly. yeah, there's a lot of interesting like, you know, topples and like staggers and stuns, and which is kind of cool. So when people are like prone, they get more damage if they're on the ground, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So that's helpful. He has a couple of interesting, you know, he has some spells and stuff, but mostly it's all the key things. So that's cool. I'm enjoying his build so far. I have to remember to like give people stuff, because like since I'm the main character, I just have everything. So like I'm constantly getting encumbered, and I'd be like, what the fuck did I just pick up that like is making me go slow?
Yeah.
And I'm like, who this is, this a camp thing, is this a one of people in my party thing, is this a wares thing? So
yeah,
it adds another level of like inventory check, which I don't know.
It's there's so the game, much inventory, so yeah, much bullshit.
It's just let me be Link. Just let me be Link.
I'm too dumb for it. I'm not good at preparing for battle because I just don't like the menus, right? So then, like, I just want to roll into battle like a hothead and not be like, you didn't dole out your potions evenly, and you haven't checked your armor stats in like 3 hours, and you're over encumbered because your character picked everything up. And
yeah,
the scrolls you bought, so no one else has them, and it's like, oh god damn it!
You should be.
I don't want to do that.
At least on the PC, it doesn't matter who's holding something; someone else can always use it.
Yeah, you can just go into in combat. Let's say,
does it just not show up on your wheel?
Yeah, correct. It doesn't show up there. You have to go into the other inventory, and then
thought the wheel was my only option.
Oh my god! You can just open up the everybody's inventory, the whole game inventory.
So
and
during
you can
combat,
use...
you can do this.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
so like
you don't
just
have to
the way
health
you
potions. Yeah, like I. So like my main character is the only one who holds health potions because fuck everyone else. And
oh,
then,
that's
like,
so much better than like doing the shitty like splitting and then sending.
Yeah, I was.
Oh
my
god. Yeah, no, that's so much of a nightmare. Like I do get over encumbered quickly, and so like then I send my wares. I think I send all my wares to Asterion or Lazelle right now. So like
Lazelle can hold a lot because she has a high like strength.
Yeah, strength
not
modifier.
Mine.
Not yours.
Not mine.
She
anymore.
Holds a dagger. She holds a dagger in her throat.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say.
Karlach can hold a lot.
Karlach can hold a lot.
So someone's like your mule.
Yeah. Essentially, someone's my mule. But then like I get all the good stuff, and like, and then yeah, if I need someone else to cast one of the scrolls or whatever, they just go into my inventory and grab it and cast it.
Okay. I had no idea you could do that. That's good.
I didn't know
are there
you could
other
pick other people's
things
stuff,
that you guys are doing that we are not doing.
I don't know.
That's a vague question.
I don't know, but I don't know what you're not doing.
Quality of life improvements is what I'm looking for.
So I do try to make a period. I do try to make it a habit to check every now and then, like check everyone's gear. And kind of just make sure everybody's got their best.
Okay, wait, let's stop right there. This is a good one. Is there, what are the easy ways to tell if it's better or worse?
It kind of depends on what that person does. And so like a lot of times you'll pick up a piece of armor and it might say, grants a thing if, you know, the person is wielding a specific kind of weapon or often dashes or does something like that. And like, okay, well, Asterion often dashes. So things like that go to him. You know,
great, but how do you know if it's their class and all the base stuff before the special stuff? Like say I have two things of leather armor, how do I know which one is better than the other one, or if my person can even wear leather armor?
Oh, if you kind of have, so if you pull up like the where all the characters are, and you click on, at least for me, so I'm clicking on like the armor thing, and you can mouse over the other ones and compare them. So, like, you can see whether or not the armor goes up or down. And then, like, usually I'll even take, like, a hit to AC if there's other special effects that will be...
What's AC?
Armor class. Armor class is how hard it is to hit you.
Yeah. Oh, so if you have, like, really good armor, like a 16 or something, Kaylee says she would rather put on a 15 with a special effect than keep the 16 just regular or something.
Okay. So some,
depending upon
and,
the effect
and
the
And that's
character.
Your main...
It's like a perk.
It's just the number, is it? That's all you're using.
Well, the number and then like the special
and then
effects.
Your bonuses.
Yeah, okay. Essentially, yeah. And then like there are, you know, some of my characters can't, like Alan was saying, you know, just wear clothing. Some characters do better when they don't when they're not wearing armor. And that can be a little bit of hidden. So you kind of have to look in like the character sheet and see what sort of traits they've got to see if there's something in there that says, like Karlach is a great example of this. Barbarians as a class will have higher ACs if they are not wearing armor.
Does that include like gloves? If I give her gloves, I should take them off.
They will tell you. And so there are some gloves that do count as medium armor. But there are some that are not, that don't. So
yeah, it will say, okay. It will say if it's armor.
It will say armor.
Like it'll say +1 AC or something like that.
Yeah.
My go-to way to check gear is like when I first started playing this game, I was going through like the main pool of all my stuff. And I'd be like, mm-hmm. Ooh, look, there's a piece of armor.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Okay. What does this do? Who can wear this? I think that's a bad way. I think the better way is to highlight each person in turn, go to their, look at what they have equipped. And if you click on helmet, then it'll show you all the helmets that anyone in your party is carrying. And so you can click around in the helmets and it will automatically compare this new helmet to the one you are currently wearing.
Yes. Okay. That is the best way of doing it. If you try to go off of the items and try to remember what everyone has, you'll get confused.
Yeah.
And how do you pick weapons?
Same way.
Exact same thing? Or how do you tell, like, it's just telling you if they're proficient and that's it? That's all that matters? Or they say not proficient?
Well, And damage.
And damage.
Mm. Damage.
No, but I just meant, how do you know what your character is like?
It'll tell you. There'll be like a not proficient in martial whatever.
Yeah. It'll tell you if you're not proficient in something. But then, and those also have like sometimes special effects. Like you might have picked up something that's like one of the sparky things that like gives you lightning charges or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those things stack. If you have more than one piece, it does something similar. So, like, you know, you play with that a little bit. But, yeah.
Yeah, I could see where it gets a little...
Yeah, Billy's definitely going to do that.
It gets a little, like...
There's a lot of things.
It gets complicated. Well, maybe not that complicated, but the way I've been doing it, Billy, is basically, like, I just remember what they started with as a character and just give them whatever better version of that. It's like, oh, you know, I'm pretty sure Shadowheart started with like some type of mace. Here's a better mace. Oh, yeah. Lazelle has a big sword. Here's a better big sword. Oh, yeah. Karlach had an axe. Here's a better big axe. So I've just been doing it that way, and I haven't run up into the improficient thing. And then I've just been giving my guy staffs because he's like a monk. So I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It works, and I don't know. It's like, here's a dagger. Let me just give this to Astarion, I guess. I don't know.
Essentially. That's,
okay. That's I'm sure you can mix and match. I'm sure you can mix and match, and like some maybe crossover or there's some overlap, but I don't know. But I'll do it the way you guys, because I think I tried the filters once, and I was like, I don't understand.
I don't know how that works.
So maybe I got to try a different way to compare.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I think those are the only things I can think of so far that I've been, the items, passing around combat, how to understand my gear and weapons better. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't understand spells at all yet, but actually I don't even want to like go deeper into that yet. Oh. I sort of told you some of my spell issues where it's like, I get the spell slots and the spell slot levels. I'm understanding that.
Okay.
I'm having a lot more trouble understanding the deep strategy of spells, where it's like, when am I like I'm just using them like a child, you know what I mean? It's like, and cast damage spell, but you have like so many options and things that I just can't really comprehend the right strategy for them, if that makes sense. Like, how would you stack these, or like, why would you ever do that, right? Or why would you? And so I feel like I'm just playing like chess when the game is checkers. Sorry, flip that. I feel like I'm playing checkers when the game is chess, and I'm just like, I don't know, fireball, drink health potion because I'm dying, fireball. But you have like fear. Should I cast fear? And I'm like, I can't really understand what fear is going to do in this fight.
The thing with a lot of that stuff that helps me when I first started to grok it was when I realized how to use the environment with the spells a little bit.
Okay.
So like, I remember when I first, my first playthrough, when I learned Thunder Wave, which is a spell that pushes everybody back.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do a ton of damage, but it pushes people back, which can be really useful. And so I was like, wait a minute, there's a ledge there. If I put my character here, I can push them off the ledge.
Mm-hmm.
And that I won't get their gear, but it's probably shit anyway. And I did that. And I killed like four enemies at once. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I got a spell called Ice Knife. And
what does that do?
So you can hit someone with it and it causes damage, but also causes the ground below them to freeze, which will knock people prone. They won't be able to move closely to you.
Oh, nice. So you can then,
so things like that, where it's like, okay, so like when you figure like what's the it's the environmental manipulation with the spell. So like fear will cause everyone to run away from you, which could be really useful if you're squishy and you need some space, or if you're getting mobbed by a bunch of people and you need some space, make them all afraid of you, and it won't succeed for every one of them, because that's the trade-off with spells, is that people can make checks against them usually. But it will help, you know, it will maybe three of the five enemies that are right on top of you run away from you and don't have another choice except to run away from you. So,
So when you say that, does that mean like, do they actually select the action run, meaning they also won't be able to fight anyone else and they literally just only run for two turns?
Depends on the spell. But like, Jackie, like you probably know more about this than I do, but like when you know when you look at one of the spell descriptions and there's like maybe some text that's in yellow? Do you ever look at that text? Because
That's too vague. I don't know. What does the text say?
So like at least so on PC, like when you say when there's a spell, I can mouse over the spell and there's a little pop-up that says like this spell will cause this to happen. Or this will cause your enemies to become fearful. And fearful might be highlighted in a specific way. So I can press T to keep that pop-up open and then mouse over the word fearful. And that will then describe to me what fearful is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
can we do that?
Yeah, I think inspect, if you press the big button in the middle, at the top of the middle, that will bring up even more information on like, you know, will cause blah, 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 to become fearful, then it will bring up info on fearful. That's, there should be some kind of, instruction.
I forgot to open my second glossary.
Yeah. It's a lot.
And like, frankly, Google it if you need to.
I just got a new spell called Hypnotic Pattern that I'm finding is fun. Because then if your enemy is facing it, if it's within their field of vision, which if you hold down either R3 or L3, it'll show like a red shadow on the ground for what their field of vision is.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Helpful when you're trying to hide. But if they can see it, then they will just be frozen and they won't be able to attack you. So, you know, some of these things are good to use like early in the fight, I guess, to like stop them from attacking so viciously right off the bat.
Crowd control and then
preventative measures.
Control the flow, you know,
kind of control
them into a narrow area or
just
get, it's easy for four people to take out one, you know, enemy. Mm-hmm. It's hard for four people to take out six.
Yeah.
So if you can keep them coming at you in smaller batches, they get easier to beat.
Okay. Yeah, or like hold person is really useful.
I love that one. Yeah. I've used that one a fair amount on like bigger fights.
Tasha's hideous laughter.
Something that I've been trying to remember to do, not concerning spells, but like is to always coat a weapon in some kind of like poison or toxin. Or like oil of accuracy, which gives you like a attack bonus or something. It's like you should never just use your weapon by itself unless you don't have any special things to put on it. But I just
How are you actually doing it?
These are you items, right?
Yeah, I think it counts as your main
your main action to coat your weapon.
Do you select, like, are you in the wheel and you're selecting an oil and then saying coat or something?
Yeah, some of them do say, like, coat's weapon. I haven't really done too much of that.
Yeah,
but,
you won't accidentally throw the thing at the person instead of coating your weapon. You just click on it and it does the thing it's supposed to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is there any way to organize that wheel?
Yes, there is. I don't remember how.
Okay, because it's like...
You can do it.
Because right now I think I have... I mean, my main character has like four wheels or five. Yeah. I don't know, right? And then it's like some of the scrolls are in the middle, some of them in the end, some of them are throwable, some of them are consumable, some of them...
I don't think so it's like, worth...
Okay.
Like, because your inventory is changing so much, it's like...
That's true.
It's gonna be changing all the time, and the things that you use over and over again are pretty much gonna stay in the same place, so you'll get used to where they are, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know.
Yeah, as like just me wanting to organize stuff. Sometimes I'm just like,
I mean, if you want to, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I probably won't. But it's just like,
yeah, you could Google it. There's definitely a way to reorganize your wheels.
Gotcha.
Okay, that's a lot of knowledge. Wisdom passed down.
That was
wisdom.
Knowledge down.
Where are we going next with this wisdom? I guess we know where we're kind of going in a sense, but how far do you think we're getting?
Should we try to get to Moonrise Towers?
Kaylee, I've been trying to do that for three weeks.
I think we can get to the Shadowlands.
Yeah.
So I think we can get to the Shadowlands.
So Shadowlands are pre-Moonrise and...
Yeah.
These are the cursed, the cursed
shadows.
Is this
where I'm going to use the lantern?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. I got the lantern. It's broken, though, so...
Oh, no. Don't tell me that. I thought I only needed the lantern.
No,
now you're going to tell me you're going to get the lantern. They're going to be like, there's a quest. There's a little dark gnome you got to find with the backstory.
Yeah. They did say, so you're right. They said go get the lantern from the guy. I didn't know if it was broken because mine got thrown into the lava, but I guess everyone's is broken.
I mean, my side chick is hooking me up, so I'm good.
Oh, yeah. You're just getting a nice escort, so.
I'm getting an escort.
I'm going to give a preemptive tip because this broken lantern really, really wasted a lot of my time.
Oh, okay.
You can enter the Shadowlands with a regular torch.
Wait, what?
So you don't need a fancy moon lantern.
But
like I needed the specific
there lantern. Are spaces within the Shadowlands that a torch will not work.
No, no.
In which case you do need that lantern. But I think you can run around within a certain area with just a torch and you won't get like the shadow curse or whatever. So yeah, just make sure everyone has a torch.
Does that just instantly kill you?
No.
Oh.
Just an affliction of some sort?
I don't remember.
You'll find out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're almost there. Well, I guess I'm almost there. There is that lift on the Dark Billy that they were like, don't go. I didn't go up there yet because I think it was like, I was still exploring and I still had some stuff to do. But basically it was just like, wrap anything up if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to wrap everything up before you go up the elevator.
Put it in.
Yeah.
Wrap that
that's a different thing, Jackie.
That's also true. So I got to wrap stuff up.
You got to wrap it up. But also, I mean, you like Jackie says, you don't have to wrap it up.
That's true. That's true. There might not be.
Yeah.
Not wrap it up.
I mean, he already has a baby. He knows.
This is true. I'm very aware.
That's why now he's being very cautious to wrap it up. Just like the game told me, I'm gonna make sure.
I need the game
to tell me.
No surprises.
Oh man. Okay.
All right.
Wrapping Shadowlands, but not the Erd Tree.
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard edition. Story mode is my big fetish. Go with standard.
take that starting hour. You can turn me into a farmer, but though it don't need me a horse armor. Going, yeah, I'm going. Standard edition. Store mode is my big bad ish. Standard dish. My avatar's all coquettish. She's coquettish. Deluxe edition art book. Mama, I'm never gonna look plastic jacket. Fake sword. Collector's racket, trophy hoard. Collected in the sake of fate just to pop out all this pigeon bling. Well, I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What?
We're going standard dish. Why? Store mode is my
oh, she's cooking.